Farmers were hit hard by last month's Friday the 13th flooding, not only on Kauai. Some Oahu farms were set to be part of a farm tour set for this weekend. Catherine Cruz sat down with Gene Brokish of the Oahu Resource and Development Council earlier this week. Horses and chickens were on the original farm tour, but there had to be some reshuffling.
So Saturday, May 5th is the date of the third annual Parade of Farms. It is hosted by Oahu Resource Conservation and Development Council, which is a local nonprofit organization that works with farmers across Oahu and also across the state to promote conservation practices and best practices for soil and water. We've been working with farms in Waimanalo for a number of years, and this Saturday is a special event where the public gets the opportunity to kind of go behind the scenes and see some of the practices and meet some of the farmers and learn more about local agriculture.
Now, if I recall, you folks did it up at Kunia in previous years.
Yeah, the first year was in Kunia, and then last year we did it on the North Shore in Wailua. And each year it's a little different. It's nice to move it around the islands because each community has its own history, its own story, and we get to focus and feature different farms and really just really explore and show the depth and diversity of agriculture happening here on Oahu.
And you folks have had to kind of reshuffle the deck because of the heavy rains that we had on the 13th.
Yeah, so we're so excited to be featuring farms and agribusinesses in Waimanalo. And unfortunately, the storms a couple weeks back did create some damage that originally we had seven tours sketched out or planned out, and three of them just experienced such extreme damage that we had to cancel those tours. And the tours that are still happening, you know, many of those farms also experienced damage, but to a lesser extent. And so we're still able to go ahead and feature the agriculture. And I actually think in part that that's kind of a nice lesson for the public to see, too, is, you know, farming isn't all, it isn't all roses, it isn't all pretty, it isn't all easy sometimes. So, you know, farmers have to be real resilient. They deal with whatever comes their way, whether it's drought or rain or insects or disease. And there's some things that they can do to become more resilient. But ultimately, you just have to have faith that when you plant the seed, it'll grow and you can harvest something later with it.
And so what's featured on this weekend tour?
There's four tours, as I mentioned. The headquarters event is at the College of Tropical Agriculture Research Station there in Waimanalo. That is going to include like an open house activity that's free. Everybody can come out. That's really the headquarters to check in. There'll be some small walking tours and field demonstrations, as well as exhibitor tents or exhibitor fair with local organizations that support agriculture. And then that's also going to be the launching point for these behind-the-scenes guided tours, which do require a reserved ticket. You need to advance purchase those tickets, and I recommend that if people are interested in doing that tour, that they buy their tickets now, because in the past we have sold out. And so that behind-the-scenes tour then, hop on a bus, and one of the tours is to Frankie's Nursery, where they have 400 different tropical fruit trees.
It's a fabulous place. I go there often.
Gosh, it's so beautiful there. All the farms in Waimanalo are so beautiful with the ko'olaus there as a backdrop. Get to taste some of the local fruits in season. Another tour is Natural Nalo, which is exploring or visiting two farms that are together, Kanu Farms and Yo Garden, and get to learn about some of the natural and regenerative agriculture practices that they are using. And also do a little yogic meditation at the end there.
Oh, okay.
And get connected with local agriculture through a different avenue. We're visiting the Polo Grounds, where the Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii is based, and learn about how they're using horses for therapy purposes. And the fourth tour is of the Go Farm, new farmer training program that's actually hosted at the research station there in Waimanalo, but get to go and hear more about the stories about the students who are going through that program and learning to become farmers themselves.
So it is very challenging because you have to battle pests, you have to battle Mother Nature, and sometimes you have to deal with agricultural theft. And so there are lots of tough challenges for farmers these days.
There are, yeah. And part of what Oahu RC&D does is we work with farmers to look at ways to improve the practices, conservation practices through mulching, through cover crops, through crop rotation, just to really make the farm more resilient. If we can build up the soil, if we can find ways to reduce that erosion and reduce the runoff, the farms will become more productive and more resilient so that when there are rains, storms, less of the soil washes away or the crops are healthier and more robust and can manage, the regular weather patterns that happen here.
Right. And sometimes if you get too much rain, maybe you get, a disease?
Yeah. You can get, flooding, of course, is not very good for the plants, but also disease or pest problems can be worse when the weather is erratic like it has been.
The lineup that you had planned, who had to drop out?
Nalo Farms was one of the tours.
Oh, yeah, they were devastated.
Yeah, very well known. They really experienced a lot of water ponding. And with greens, it's very fragile. And heavy rain is really detrimental to greens and that type of crop. Plant Hawaii does hybrid hibiscus and orchids, and right next to them is Manoa Chocolate, and there's a little stream channel that runs right through, and they really experienced a lot of damage. And then the other tour we had to cancel was Waimanalo Country Farms, which is really well known in the fall. They do a pumpkin and hay rides and stuff, and we were going to go there and see some of their sweet corn and just learn about the history of the farm there. The farm itself didn't have that much damage, but the road getting there was totally washed out, so we wouldn't be able to take a bus there.
Oh, wow. So I didn't even realize that. So access, then, is the issue there.
Sure. Yeah. We also have at the site, there's going to be a talk story session about the Kahlo collection that's at the Sitar Research Farm in Waimanalo, as well as some discussion about cover crops and some of the organic research plots, which are some of the oldest research plots for organic, certified organic plots in Hawaii there at the Waimanalo Farm.
So right. Then they also did have a test plot for hemp.
They did. That's still there. And they're doing so many things there. There's a variety of plumeria, kahlo, aquaponics. There's so much going on there. So that's actually going to be one of the tours that's available free through the open house. You can do a little tractor-led wagon ride around the Sitar farm.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I remember going there to do a story with Jim Brubaker, the corn seed guy, and it's just fabulous to go into his lab. You get the different sacks of corns, the chocolate corn, the Indian corn. It's just really amazing.
Yeah. It's really it's like a vessel of a lot of knowledge there. Individuals who have worked a long time doing that. But the farm itself has a really rich history of trying to do some research for agriculture and advance local agriculture, be it different crops or production methods or pest methods, et cetera.
Right. So if you hadn't had a chance to go out and see what's out there, this is the big opportunity this weekend, but you have to make reservations.
The open house is free. Open. Anybody can come. But the guided behind-the-scenes tour does require a reservation. We will be accepting walk-in tours day of on a first-come, first-served basis. But because the farms aren't necessarily open all the time and they can't accommodate 50 cars, we have a bus reserved. So you buy your ticket and you get on the bus, and then it's a guided farm tour. So that really does require the advance ticket purchase.
Okay. And then if I'm right, you're still going to feature chickens?
Yeah. One of the stops, Natural Nalo, which has Kanu Farms, they do have chickens there. And you'll have the opportunity, I hope you join us on Saturday. You can collect eggs, you can feed the chickens, and then as well as just some hands-on. So that'll be a really great way to just hear about. Kanu Farms was the first animal welfare-approved farm in the state of Hawaii. They really have a strong ethic about restoring the environment, and they have a very strong ethic about being sustainable and taking care of the animals and taking care of the soil.
Right, so these are free-range chickens?
They are not entirely free range, but they are out and about scratching and cock-a-doodle doing and all sorts of things, enjoying being outside in the nature.
Okay, all right. Well, lots to look forward to. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Right. I hope to see you Saturday.
The last voice you heard, at least the last human voice, was that of Gene Brokish of the Oahu Resource and Development Council, talking about an upcoming farm tour in Waimanalo. For links and information, you can log on to our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.